tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Okay, don't block my vision. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 322. All right, it's hump day. My name's Terry Gile, and I got my co-host across the table here. He's across the table.
Yes, I'm Humpagatchagoligus.
Excellent. And got a guest in the house today, Jesse Priest.
What's
Howdy.
Up?
Yo.
We're starting the episode off with a special request for some football music.
Yes.
NFL.
It's the playoffs today.
No, it's not football music.
Wait, it's playoffs.
It's terrorist rock.
Terrorist rock.
Anthrax. Did you know this song was about John Belushi?
Really? I had no idea. Wow.
It's great that you mentioned this song. Yeah, this song is about the life of John Belushi.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard, anyway.
Wow.
I don't know the guys personally, but that's what I read. It's got to be true.
I saw a picture of them the other day dressed up as Kiss.
Oh, Anthrax?
Yeah, before they were Anthrax.
Were they a Kiss cover band?
No, it was just them.
Halloween?
I think it was Kiss that posted it. So I think it was like, it must have been like the Kiss fan club magazine. Like you send in your picture of you dressed up as Kiss with your friends.
That's cool.
And it had their names below it. And
so you're talking early 80s if it's before Anthrax.
Yeah, it was. I think it was like 78.
Yeah, because they started in like 81.
Yeah, it was like 78, and Charlie
Benante?
Yeah, he was the one that said he also did the makeup for his friends.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool to know that they're Kiss fans. You know, I think that there's Kiss fans, and then there's people who hate Kiss. There's not a lot of in-between. Do you like Kiss or hate Kiss?
I didn't like Kiss until I started playing Guitar Hero.
Oh, yeah.
That gave me an appreciation.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's
Guitar
good to
Hero
hear.
Can give you appreciation for hits that you wouldn't think that you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like the first Kiss album, you know, and there's some other stuff that's, you know, I mean, I kind of listened to them when I was younger, and now kind of think of what I listened to probably then is kind of cheese, you know.
I kind of lost interest after they took their makeup off. And not just because they took their makeup off. Their music did, it was changing before they took it off, but maybe it was because I wasn't a kid anymore.
Yeah, I think,
As a kid, they were just like gods to me. You know? Mm-hmm. They were like superheroes. They had comic
music
books.
Evolved, I think music evolved beyond them, I think, a little bit too, right?
Yeah, and they kind of stayed to their roots.
Well, that was their...
Songs about
there was, that
fucking
was their
chicks.
Their shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently, I mean, Gene Simmons never cheated, right? Because he's all with on his show. He's always
did.
Like, I've been only with Shannon Tweed.
No, he didn't say that, did he?
Oh, he took a polygraph or whatever on the show. She made
well, from
a
certain date.
From the time that they were dating, I think, is what he took it as.
Well, he has, this is what I read on the internet, so it's got to be true. He had over 4,000 Polaroids of women that he had sex with.
Oh, wow.
Over the 20 years before he got with Shannon.
Apparently he wasn't a drinker either, but he also wrote Cold Gin, didn't he?
No, Ace Frehley wrote that.
Oh.
Even though Gene sang it, that was an Ace, Ace Frehley. I always forget. It rhymes with Haley.
Frehley's like, common.
Yeah. And I was just talking to a big-time Kiss fan up in Everett over the holiday there on New Year's Eve. He's got all the Kiss figures in the boxes. Nice. He's got all these old Kiss comic books in sleeves. Huge Kiss fan. And he's like, I even got the Frehley's Comet thing. And I was like, I didn't correct him because he's a huge... I almost did, but I mean, his license plate says Kiss fan. So he is a huge Kiss fan, but it's Frehley. And I always say Frehley just, I don't know why. Kind of like that Zappa album. I always say, chic your booty.
Yeah.
Now, you're familiar with the term like the wrestler, the Iron Sheik?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's spelled...
He's got one of the best Twitters out there.
Right, so Sheik...
Really?
Yes, you should check out his Twitter.
I will follow him.
It's amazing.
Okay, so Sheik is like an Arabian thing, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it pronounced Sheik?
I thought a Sheik and a Sheik were different things, actually.
Is that okay?
I believe so, yeah. I think a Sheik is some sort of like religious leader.
But it's still an Arabian thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That must be why. Yeah. Because when...
But is it spelled the same?
No, I think there is like an H within it or something.
Because there's an album by Frank Zappa called Shake Your Booty, and it's spelled like Sheik,
okay.
And it's Y-E-R-B-O-U-T-I or whatever, and it was a play on the disco tune by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I got together with my wife, the band I was in had a song called Shake of Kill, which was really about like weed. Like shake of kill.
Yeah.
And nobody really knew what it was about. They thought, what is that about? Is that like a dog shaking something? Or And so she thought of it as a sheik of a place called Kill.
Whoops.
And I was like,
I'm probably shorting you out.
Sorry. Isn't it pronounced sheik? And she's like, no, it's pronounced shake, like an Arabian shake. And I didn't argue with her, but we just talked about it today. And I said, you were right all those times because, we found out on the Zappa tag.
An Arabian shake is like a horse milkshake.
It's like a OxyContin milkshake for your parents.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, what's that? We were talking about that. I don't know if you heard about it on the last episode. We were talking about these kids that drugged their parents.
Did you get on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
pissed
because their parents wouldn't let them on the internet past 10 o'clock, so they gave them a milkshake with some pills in it.
Oh, man.
They got arrested, and the charge was deliberately mingling... pharmaceuticals into food.
Wow.
Huh.
They use the word mingling in a charge.
Mingling.
Yeah, that's really weird.
I'm not familiar with that one. That reminds me of the movie Happiness. You guys ever seen that?
I have not.
Oh, let's not get into it.
Okay.
I did want to say something, though, about Anthrax.
Okay.
I was listening to that on the way here, and it instantly turned me into a shitty driver.
Yeah,
like
were you driving fast?
Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like weaving in and out and like passing people on the right.
He was totally...
Like, Among the living.
Nice. Yes.
Follow me or die.
Yeah, like don't Anthrax be or DRI.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff just makes me drive
like
such an asshole.
Yeah. Always listen to like John Mayer or something when you're driving. Of course, that would make me drive like an asshole too because I want to break my stereo. No.
Usually when I drive, if it's like a stressful day, I listen to like technical metal.
Yeah. Yeah. That always eases you.
Yeah.
And I wanted to
I
wanted to send a shout out to my friend Eric Coli, who recently had to close his burger joint. He named it after himself. It was E. Coli's Burgers. Didn't last very long.
Did people
months.
Get sick?
No, nobody got sick. Just people never really went in there. Nobody gave it a chance.
Well, with a name like E. Coli's, it's gotta be good.
Well, that's what I thought.
It's like the Smucker's commercial.
Yeah, I ate there. I thought it was a good burger.
You ate there?
Yeah.
You didn't
No.
Didn't get E. coli?
No. No. His name was Eric Coli.
No.
He just named it after himself. He was
vain. When your voice goes at least an octave higher, that means you're lying.
What?
See?
What? I'm lying when I say what?
Yeah, because you're not sure what you're saying.
How was my set last night?
True.
It was good.
Yeah.
Was
good. I killed.
What?
I killed.
Those guys love me.
They fucking love me.
They want me back.
So before we get any further, we'd like to give a shout out to Pizza Now. What'd you think of the pizza?
Man. That was great pizza.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
It's Pizza Now, and they give us free
pulled
pizza.
Pork.
Yeah. Did you get two different kinds, or were they both the same?
No, and then the other one was Meat Lovers.
Awesome, because I took one of each and I put them.
Slapped them on.
Yeah, I made it into a fake calzone, is what I call it.
Oh man, a fake calzone.
Fake calzone.
Do you say calzone or calzone?
I say calzone. The E is invisible, it's silent.
I say calzone probably 85% of the time, and then calzone probably 50.
Do people look at you funny when you say calzone?
No.
If it's around somebody that's going to correct me, I'll say it wrong on purpose.
But how do you know what's wrong?
It's like Ace Frehley, dude.
Is it calzone or calzone?
Ace Frehley. I'm pretty sure it's calzone.
Is it?
Isn't there a tilde over the E?
What's that mean? I thought they always...
an accent mark.
I always loved... I always thought that Italians liked... Hey, at the end of all their stuff, so I was like, hey, I have some of this calzone.
Okay, I'm going to mix it with our game of
calzone.
What question Google gives you. How do you take a screenshot on a Mac? Or how do you get pink eye? Those are the top two questions. How do you pronounce meme? Gaiosa. Okay. How do you, what were we talking about? Oh, calzone.
Calzone.
Okay, any wagers?
No.
Well, because you know, like, bologna
either
ends
way.
With an A.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Bologna.
Either
bologna.
Way.
Yeah, but
you
they
know?
Say bologna.
Like I said, I say it both ways.
Or bologna.
I think in Italian it is pronounced calzone.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But we're not in fucking Italy, dude.
Oh.
No.
So it's like Stallone, calzone.
That's, yeah, if you're from, well, he's Italian, so yeah. He would be Sylvester right. Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
Wouldn't that be his name, Sly Stallone?
Dude, I got a new kind of Google game for you to play.
Okay.
Instead of like the why do you, why not just put a name in there and see whose name comes up first?
Do what?
Like, put a name in there. Put in Nick. Who's the first Nick that comes up in the Google when you put that in there?
Cage.
I'm going to go
Nolte.
Well, maybe
Nolte. Not for Nick.
Nicki Minaj, it fills in.
Oh. Ooh. All right, what about...
and then Nick Jr. a second.
What about Jim?
Any guesses?
Brewer?
Jim Brown.
Jimmy Johns.
Jimmy Johns.
Oh, I love Jimmy Johns.
And Jimmy Fallon and Jim Carrey. Yeah, I was looking for someone. I can't.
Right.
Oh, I was looking for Ray Collins.
All right,
I was
go Ray.
What do you think?
Ray
Stevens.
Ray Lewis.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Ray Ban.
No.
And Ray
what
Allen.
About Peggy? There's a.
It's going to be Hill.
All right. Oh.
Bundy.
Peggy Noonan.
Ooh, I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go. Edith.
Edith. There's no. Edith Piaf.
Edith Piaf.
Or. That sounds funny. That sounds funny. Like you Edith Piaf. You Edith Piaf the floor. What if you type in my name, Terry?
Bradshaw.
Yep. Sports.
Wow.
What if you type in
I'm
Dustin?
I'm not even a sports guy.
Hoffman.
Yeah, that's who you're named after. Yep. And Dustin Lynch. I don't know who that is. And if you type in Jesse, it comes up Judas.
Ventura.
Consopolis.
Simpson. Jesse Kasim. No, Jesse's girl.
Oh, yeah.
He's Rick Springfield.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
I get that a lot.
Yeah. I bet you wish you were Jesse's girl. Like, no, I don't. I would be fucking myself, and that's weird. And I'm a boy.
Our fan Adrian Bacon posed a question.
I like to answer Adrian's questions because he's a good listener.
All right. He asked, how many states have you pooped in?
Okay. Oregon, Washington, I think Idaho once, California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah. I think that's it. I'm not very well traveled.
That's about seven.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with four. I'm going to go probably Wyoming because I went there one time on an extended stay, Washington, Oregon, and California.
So he's got us into talking shit, which we haven't done for a long time, so that's good. I would have to say going backwards or this going westward from east, I've shat in Texas, New Mexico twice.
Wow.
And
one to shit on and one to cover it up.
There was one on the way to Texas and one on the way back.
Wow.
And then I shit in Denver and Pomona.
Mm-hmm.
I held it in Arizona. We drove clear through Arizona and I didn't shit all that day.
So that's surprising with their cuisine.
Well, we didn't stop to eat or nothing. We just drove because we had to.
How long did that take you?
We had to get from Pomona to Las Cruces. But we had one day off, so I can't remember if we drove through the night or what. But so you got Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado. I think that's seven. Seven states I've shit in.
Sounds like what about you,
Adrian Bacon? Hey,
I don't even know if he's been to the states.
How many provinces?
He's from Newfoundland.
How many provinces have you shat in?
Yeah, that would be more.
Yes,
I've shat in no province.
I'd like our listeners to check out his little podcast. It is a video podcast, right?
Yeah,
it's called The Bottle Boys, and
they drink liquor
and then talk about that
kind of liquor.
Like they'll have a vodka episode or a whiskey episode. So by the end, it gets pretty interesting. But they're pretty short, like 5-10 minutes or something like that. I think. So.
Yeah, but are they edited? Do they like drink a fifth?
They should.
First
5 minutes is while we're starting to drink and we talk about the alcohol, and then it'd be kind of like drunk history. What was that on Saturday Night Live? Or maybe that was a Whitest Kid You Know.
What they should do
is drunk history hour.
What if they talked and nonstop, right? And then when one of them stopped, they had to drink.
Whoa, yeah. That's almost as good as my Django Unchained game that I'm going to play.
Dude,
did you hear about that?
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen?
It's not going to happen.
Where are you from right now?
Let me explain to
Jesse if he didn't hear the episode last week. Django Unchained came out, and Spike Lee's all pissed because it uses the N-word 184 times.
Whoa.
And
it is a longer movie, though. It's like
it's
over
about
three hours.
It's just under 3 hours,
but
I think.
It takes place in Newfoundland?
No, it takes place in slave times, though.
Oh, different.
And
N-word.
So he's got a slave. Yeah, okay. Not the Newfoundland. We were calling it knockers. That's what we call them.
Okay.
And so what I was going to do is when I get the video, instead of a drinking game, it's going to be a smoking game. And every time they say the N-word, I had to take a bong hit. So I'd be taking 184 bong hits in 3 hours.
Oh!
So he doesn't think it can happen.
Well, we determined, like, if you had...
Yeah, they got to be, like, small bong hits I can take them all and not have to finish
even
them
at
with
one,
three smokes.
Even at five per gram.
Or five, yeah.
Five bong hits per gram, then you're sitting at, like... You're still over an ounce in 3 hours that you're going to have to bong hit.
I think it was 54 grams we decided.
Yeah, something like that.
I was going to smoke.
I would use a Magic Fight launch box. Do you know those?
No.
Do you know those?
No.
Hold on a sec.
What, a Magic Fight launch box?
I think you need to use a gravity bong is what you need for it.
Dude, you're trying to kill me?
This is the Magic Flight launch box.
When I was at the Cannabis Cafe, they almost killed me.
Oh, really?
With a gravity bong and the 4-foot steamroller.
Oh, yeah. That shit's nuts. No way.
Don't
What's
smoke.
That?
But this thing is a vaporizer. It only takes 5 seconds to get going.
Oh. Yeah.
Why aren't we using that?
it was a little bit of a learning curve. Like, if you don't know how to use it, like, you can burn your shit.
And you can fuck yourself up. Wow. Yeah.
But that would be a little – it wouldn't be as harsh because combustion
right.
that much, 184 bong hits.
How long does it take you usually to take 184 bong hits, do you think? If you're just smoking
months.
No bowls, just if you were just smoking bong hits.
Months.
That's like 18 grams of weed, you would think.
Yeah.
You know, about a tenth of a gram.
Well, those are bird peck bowls though, aren't they?
I'm 3/10.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably a bird.
I was being conservative.
So I could get 3 or 4 out of a gram.
So that's a couple.
So that's
I could probably get 6.
Because I only use that vaporizer now. But I have a nice double perk that I use sometimes.
Yeah.
When I had that, I was going through, I don't know, 2 eighths a week. So,
yeah.
I mean, shit.
Yeah.
It would take a month to
get 184. So if I compressed 1 month of smoking into 3 hours, you guys think I would die, or would I just... You said I'd get too hungry and fall asleep.
I think you'd pass out. I think you'd pass out.
I fall asleep during a three-hour movie anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You'd pass out.
Well, we're going to see. I don't know when that's coming out of the video.
You would probably sit there and they would probably say the N-word 50 times while you're sitting there like trying to process like the last hit. You'd be like, oh, that felt good. And they'd just like keep on rolling and you'd,
I'd have to go past you. I'd have to have a predetermined loader with a, like the, you know, so he didn't get too heavy thumbed on me.
This is what I suggest.
Okay, I'll take it.
This is what I suggest. You watch the movie only when you're going to take a bong hit, and you only watch it until then they say the word, and then you pause it until the next time you take a bong hit, and then you watch it until they say the word again, and then you take the bong hit.
Now you're talking a four-hour movie.
No, it's a month-long movie is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to get about a minute at a time.
Huh. Well, I'll try anything.
It'll be like a little mini web series.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try it in one sitting just to see what happens.
You should.
That's intense.
I'm going to start saving my weed now. I told the listeners of the podcast if they have any donations they'd like to send, they could send them in an unmarked package. Well, it has to have the – we'll have to have my address, which is P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon, 97327. Any other correspondence to the TagCast podcast can be sent to that address as well. And also, if you have a call that you'd like to give us, or if you're drunk dial and your girlfriend doesn't answer or something's grinding your gears, call us at 541-791-6TAG. That's 6824. And leave us a message because we'll play it over the air. And now I'd like to ask Jesse a couple semi-serious questions because we like to do that when we have guests in the studio. Did you recently move, Jesse?
Yeah, I did.
You live in Portland now, don't you?
No.
No?
I didn't move to Portland.
No?
Nope, staying in Salem.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's cool that
I
you moved.
I wish I lived in Portland. I'd be hitting the mic every night.
I think that I saw a picture for a show, and they had you in the upstairs of the Comedy House for the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? And it just led me to believe that you might have lived in Portland.
Remember that
flyer for a show? And it was they called it a Comedy House show because I think most of the people live there at Andy's, Shan's, and... Does Will still live there in Boomer?
Oh, yeah. Will and Belinda.
Yeah.
And Belinda. Comedy magician Justin Haynes.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty new to that house, though, isn't he? Or has he been there a while?
New
he's
in the
been
hizzy.
There as long as I...
Oh, really?
As long as Will has it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that then.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't know that if you moved to Portland or... Because I know you do some shows there when you can, much as you can.
Oh, yeah.
I
just moved across Salem.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Different part of town?
Yeah.
Cool.
Exactly.
And let's see what else I got for you. This might seem kind of odd, but how's your mom doing?
She's good.
Good,
yeah,
good.
She is on a cruise in the Caribbean right now.
Wow, see, I'm glad I asked.
Dropped them off at the
It's not the 70,000 tons of metal cruise, is it?
No.
Have you heard about that?
That would be pretty cool. There's some kind of heavy metal cruise?
Yeah, it's got like 40 bands, and it's a four-day cruise. They go to the Bahamas. They have one day where you go onto the island, and they have a concert on the island. But the rest of the time... I saw the pictures and everybody's like in a pool and the band's right there. And, it's like all these, I can't even remember all the bands, Metal Church and, and then they also have a Barge to Hell, which is death metal bands on a cruise.
Nice.
It was Napalm Death. This happened in, December, I think, but, you wouldn't believe it was just like a who's who of death metal, like 40 bands. And I don't know how much it costs, but it seems like it'd be fun to go on a heavy metal cruise. Or maybe a punk rock cruise. I don't know.
I've got a friend who's a talent director on a cruise and is always trying to be like, submit your demo.
For comedy?
Yeah. Go live on a cruise.
That would be excellent. I know you're familiar with Frank King.
Mm-hmm.
He does that stuff still.
Okay.
He was just flying back from Barbados or somewhere strange.
Nice.
Yeah, and when I did a show with him, he told me a story about how they fly him to, like, I can't even remember where, Peru or somewhere, and he is on a cruise ship for 7 days doing two shows a night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's mostly really old people, and so you have to have corny jokes that are funny to old people, and they're usually in bed by 7 o'clock anyway. But
are you going to use my Hawaii spam joke?
I could. When? Where? Anytime?
Yeah, on your cruise ship.
Oh, sure. I'll use any jokes that you'll give me that you aren't planning on using, because I don't know what you're planning on doing with your comedy career. You did a couple host jobs, and then... Mm-hmm. That kind of got shut down at our venue because people weren't coming in and supporting it. So I'm not booking shows there. We aren't booking shows there right now. But what do you think? You going to try it again?
I brought a car full.
Yeah,
sure.
You did. You were a great supporter.
Sure.
Unfortunately, the people who should support, which aren't the people who are performing,
yeah,
wouldn't show up. But
Yeah, well, I like to do the Gatch game again, too.
Mm.
I wish I could have done that.
Dude, that was fun.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'd like it to do it again. It was a ton of fun. And I think next time, for sure, definitely more panelists. And
like, I think we had 6 or 7 contestants. Mm-hmm. A couple of them did it twice after we ran out of contestants, and everybody had a fun time, and it was a positive experience.
Yeah, nobody... I'd like to do it again, but I don't know if I want to take Saturdays from the Dixie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I really struggle because I... Because
times are tough, and they need the much income as they can get.
Oh, man, yeah. You know, and I don't... Night.
There's a place in Brownsville, which is, you know, even farther out in the books, but they've been...
I'm always up for hosting it, because I was out
on my porch smoking a cigarette, and a dude just came up, and he's like, hey, I hear your band playing there across from... Because it's right by my house. It's called the Trading Post. It's a restaurant and a lounge. Yeah. And
I've traded stuff there before. I've taken some beads.
Yeah, they had
I got some furs.
They had your house outside in the yard for...
They did.
They had a teepee out there for a year.
That used to be mine, but I traded it.
At the trading
post. I know that you could, like, own land and shit.
Yeah. So I had seen a post of them saying, you know, if you want to do talent, you contact... It was like all these professional avenues you have to go through. Send your resume and your draw capacity. Well, but then I talked to the guy and I was like, I saw this thing, and it was like, oh,
well, you gotta play it up, right?
And he's like, no, we know you. You're in a ton of bands. I know you've been doing comedy. I know you have a lot of friends that are really funny. And
does
that
he
are
work
doing
for
comedy.
The government?
Well, no, I don't
know where he lives.
No, he just lives across
does he
the
have
street.
A,
I used to work for his
in
boss.
A white van all the time.
I hate to say it, but in that town, I'm kind of like a local legend, but I'm just not. But
so
people know who
if,
I am. In the town of 1700, that's not that tough. Like,
no, I know what you mean.
Did you hear about that recent Nathan Brandon challenge that his friend challenged him to?
Oh, to
go through the drive-thru?
Yeah.
I only saw one, and he ordered some food. And then he's like, by the way, I'm Nathan Brandon. And they're like, yeah. He's like, you know who I am? I'm a really funny comic. I'm pretty popular. And they're like, no, never heard of you. And he's like, all right, how much is it going to be? So if I did that in Brownsville, I'd probably, the majority of the time, I'd win. But if I did it in Portland, I would never win unless Will happened to be working at the place or one of my friends from up there. But so you said when you got here, you've been kind of a... What was the word you used? Not busy. That's not what you said, but I said...
Oh, I haven't been putting on many shows lately.
Oh, okay. I thought you were... that's what I'm getting at.
I lost a couple venues.
Yeah, we
I'm
did
not
too.
Doing Into Pizza right now.
Okay.
And not doing the Triangle.
What's that mean, you lost a couple venues?
The rooms that he used to book.
I put on a lot of comedy shows. And,
yeah.
Kind of like we lost the venue of the Dixie for our comedy outlet for right now.
Yeah.
So the Triangle mic's not going on, or the showcase?
The Triangle mic goes on.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
but it's not just exclusively comedy. You can play songs
or
now, music.
Okay, here's how it works out now. It's 8 o'clock.
I need to get there.
8 o'clock, you show up and sign up with me. Mm-hmm. Get there a little before 8, actually.
Right.
And then stand-up comedy happens until we're all done. Mm-hmm. No real set amount of time. And then at the end, we play some improv games. Just, you know, mix it up, have some fun.
Yeah.
And then after that is a music and poetry open mic.
Mm.
And a lot of really talented people. Girls,
cool.
A lot of girls with ukuleles. You know?
Yeah. I've seen some actually good folky. I saw a duet of two girls that was a guitarist and a violinist.
Ah.
And they were really good. I can't remember their name right now. But, yeah, there's a lot of good talent up there.
Viola Lynn?
Viola Lynn. No.
Was that her name?
No. Oh. No. I was trying to think of the band name, but I cannot recall. What do you got?
You see a lot of sports comics in the scene.
Sports comics?
Yeah, they make fun of sports.
I see comics
doing
shows
doing
in
sports material. To be honest, is Willie. He's got a lot of sports jokes.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Do you see a good reaction from him at all? From the sports material,
from
I guess.
Oftentimes. Yeah. I mean...
Well, of course, you're
some,
from
some of
him,
the,
you would
some
see...
Of the, yeah,
know,
some of the dive bars we do in Portland, though, they don't want to hear about sports.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about whether I should buy the domain for sportsaredumb.com.
Sportsaredumb.com. It's not taken?
No. That's why. It would only
it's $10 a year.
Yeah. We could post a forum there or list reasons why sports are dumb. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to start a campaign against sports to ban them, like assault rifles.
So you don't like sports and you like sports?
He's kind of
I don't mind sports. I mean, I like them, but I'm not like diehard. Like, I'm not going to like cry myself to sleep if my team loses.
I've got a closet full of trading cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I, so like I know about 80s sports.
Yeah.
A lot. You
know? Yeah. More of a history buff.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
into oh, yeah. what's going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just.
That's when I collected too, like from 83s when I like my childhood getting into that up until probably about 88 to 90.
Oh, okay. Huh. I that's about the time I started.
Yeah.
I think my first complete set is like a 87 tops.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I remember that going through that too. Mm-hmm. That was a good looking set.
But my favorite were Upper Decks. Holograms and shit.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I got some sports flicks that they were like the motion. You mm-hmm. turn mm-hmm. them and they had that like prism thing.
Yeah. I met Raleigh Fingers. Got his autograph.
What?
Yeah, got his autograph.
Nice,
got
dude.
Got his autograph.
That's legendary.
Didn't want to talk. Paid $20. Didn't want to talk.
Well, yeah, because his mustache would get all screwed up.
Now, here's me being the dumb sports guy. Who's Raleigh Fingers? Because there's a band that's kick-ass from Portland called that.
Oh, but... really?
Yeah, it's because he's got the legendary curly mustache.
But who is he?
He was a reliever for...
Brewers.
The Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
Oh.
During the 70s. One of the first big, like...
So he's a baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Like reliever guys, you know, because it used to be everybody would just pitch the whole game. And then they started, you know, getting actual relievers and making that a position. Now there's like closer and middle reliever.
See, because I'm going to have a thing on sportsordumb.com about my ban against sports, like assault rifles, because I don't know if you guys realize how many people die each year because of sports. Mm-hmm. In football alone, football...
Yeah.
That's not soccer.
Let it slide.
Sorry, that's football. 28 football players died from direct football injuries in between 2000 and 2005.
In professional or in high school or what?
Football. Okay. It just says football players. This is according to the National Center for Catastrophic Sport Injury Research.
Are you looking at football?
No, it's football. I just have a list.
Okay, okay. Okay, now
and an additional 68 died indirectly from dehydration or other examples
okay.
of non-physical dangers.
And this is in 2012?
No, between 2000 and 2005.
2000, 2005?
I bet more die now. Cause
all right, 28 plus 68.
It's inflation, you know.
Right? You got 80, you got 96. All right, now look at how many people died in cheerleading between 2005 and 2000.
Nobody dies while they're cheerleading.
Yeah, they do. Do they always?
They get up in the air.
Yeah,
balls,
man, they get broken necks and shit.
And my other point is how many people die from heart attacks indirectly from eating hot dogs at the stadium, or
how many people choke on a slice of bread?
How many people die on their way or leaving because they're so drunk from all those $8 mm-hmm. beers they drink?
Yep.
Sportsaredumb.com.
Boop. We're going to have to buy that before we even put out the episode now.
Why? Because some people are going to scramble for it?
Yeah.
And then they're going to say, I'll sell it to you for $10,000.
Trust me.
Did you hear that story about Don Frost? His website is donfrost.net.
Oh, yeah.
He wants the .com. Who doesn't? You want the .com.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So there's some hillbilly dude from down south. He's either a preacher or a tractor sailor. I know those things aren't related whatsoever, but that's just what came out of my mouth. And he's from the south. His name's Don Frost, and he's got donfrost.com. So he contacted him. Our Don Frost did, and said, look.
Arden? His name's Ardon?
Ardon. Yeah, Ardon Frost. His first name, it's like R. Kelly. Ardon. Anyway, Don, he contacted him and said he was interested in the .com, and he said, well, I'll sell it to you for $10,000.
Wow, he's like, holding on to that.
He's like, what do you do with it? He's like, nothing really, but if
people
you want
squat
it,
and do that, man.
Yeah,
I got like 40 websites.
Domain squatting.
What do you got?
I got a lot of websites, but a lot of them I just don't even get a chance to build anything with them.
You got pissdrinkers.com?
No.
I used to have a grip of websites.
I have flyjelly.com, where I have my new limited edition postcards and art.
Oh, cool.
Flyjelly.com.
Sweet.
Yeah, I used to have a bunch of websites. I had like voteforno1.com. What was the other ones? Pickyourbattles.com.
Oh, that'd be great.
Pickyourboogers.com.
I had the underdog.com for a while.
I have boogerbandits.com.
What was the underdog one for?
I used to do music blogs and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. You told us last time you were here that you would get some free tickets once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have boogerbandits.com.
Boogerbandits, not bad.
What's
and
that
I,
for?
I at one time I had MrCrappyPants.com.
Did someone get that from you?
No, I was just like, what are you going to do with it?
and they're like,
I thought about, you know, because sometimes you could just set up a website and then never look at it again, you know?
Sure.
And so I thought, well, maybe I'll just make it into one of those sites where you can look at people's dirty underwear.
Ooh.
So I looked at, like, a comparable site and then immediately was like, well, I'm not going to be looking at those.
Yeah, but some people do. And
well, I know, but I mean, I couldn't even stand to, like, look at it long enough to, like, build a one-page website about it.
Well, then you know that
so that I could put a link on there to Amazon to sell butt plugs.
And fleshlights.
And fleshlights.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, you can get a screaming deal on a fleshlight. Just click on the banner, and we'll get a little bit of revenue. How much are those? Like, $40?
Yeah. They range anywhere from $29.98. Some of them are $34.63.
Wow. Dishwasher safe, ladies and gentlemen.
I know that because Chris Castle's won one for free at the air fucking contest, the air sex contest. Oh, yeah. He got second or third place, and he won one. Promptly took it home and fucked it, and then he sold it to a friend.
You know how you clean those
now? You would think not a very good friend, right?
Awful friend.
Joe Parra.
Oh.
But he told Joe that he used it, and he washed it. He goes, I'm going to wash it anyway, dude. It don't matter.
Is this why we don't see Joe anymore?
Yeah, he knew that the story had leaked, and he was like, I can't face anybody. I bought a used fleshlight from Chris Castle's, and damn it. No. I do. I miss Joe. He was a funny dude. He probably still is funny, but he just doesn't get out there and do his stuff.
I have a question for you, Jesse.
Oh, no.
I was checking on your IMDb page, right? And I saw that you were producing Teeth 2.
Oh, that's funny. I'm telling that joke tonight.
That movie came up on Monday's episode, and told him that you had a thing about that.
Terry hasn't seen it, but I mean, I've seen it, and I think that you should produce Teeth 2. I don't quite remember the ending to Teeth 1, so I don't know if it's possible to carry on the same main character, or if it's going to have to be someone different.
Well, I think the joke you're referring to, it ends the sequel. We would change it from Teeth to something scarier than teeth.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe like wood chipper
crop. Yeah, and then like it blows everything out the ass, like at the other end, like the wood chipper would.
Or you could do like a Star Wars tie off and be like Sarlacc crotch.
Oh man, Sarlacc. That would be cool, dude. Sarlacc crotch.
Yeah.
Nice.
That would be. Yeah. And then you could take on like the whole football team.
What always stuck with me from your bit was the fact that she never once brushed her teeth. Did she brush her upper teeth, though, ever? Like, just...
I think one of the opening scenes is her brushing.
Now, that's weird, because you think of a thousand movies that you've watched. It doesn't really show a lot of scenes of people brushing their teeth, unless there's, like, a morning scene and the couple's getting up or something. But
what if it was, like, you know, the guy comes along and he knows she's got... You know, vagina
Sarlacc
dentata. Vagina dentata.
Vagina dentata.
Oh, that's what it's called.
And so, he's like, well, I'll just take the back door. But what he didn't know was the back door was even worse.
What did the back door have?
The Sarlacc pit.
Oh. That kind of is like a Sarlacc pit.
Because it'd be funny if it just like was a portal to Narnia. You know? You just,
It's
like, a fuck, magical, it's cold!
A magical bag of holding.
I think we're onto something here. Yep. Yeah, you might use all that tonight. you say you're doing some show. I know people know that this show, by the time it airs, the shows that he's doing tonight will already be done because we're pre-recording this shit. But you're trying to do a quad dip tonight? Quad dipple.
If it works out, I'll do definitely doing three. But,
it's a tit bit nipply out.
Yeah. I might do four. Four shows.
Yeah. Cool. And that includes
two of them are open mics.
So. We give a plug to Pat and his Down and Dirty Showcase every month too, so that'll be one that you're doing.
Are you going to get anywhere near anything as like you got from Pizza Now at any of those?
No. As a perk?
Yeah.
Drink tickets at the
well, that's good. That goes right along with the pizza.
Pizza and beer. It's like titties and beer. They
That's all you need now.
Yeah. Like peanut butter and cheese. They go together so good.
And chocolate, because chocolate and cheese goes together and chocolate peanut butter goes together. So why not chocolate cheese and peanut butter?
It depends on if you like wean or not. And that reminds me of a friend that I used to work with, and he posted a thing just yesterday that said, tried it again after 10 years. Same results. Ween still sucks. He tried to like him again. Yeah.
Who said
Ween's
that?
Ween's a great man.
Who said that?
I love Ween. If you're friends with him, you better defriend him. His name's Christopher Cinefuegos.
I don't know.
He's a crazy punk rocker dude that I used to work with in Eugene. And
Ween's got great punk
There was
songs.
A time I that I would have made it my life mission to make him change his mind.
But you know what's weird?
But not any longer.
On the post, he said, you know, it was kind of cryptic at first. I tried it
Why
again after. I tried it again after 10 years, and despite what all people say, Ween still sucks. And then it had a link to the Moist Boys. So I don't know if it was saying that he likes the Moist Boys,
Moist
but
Boys
doesn't.
Are great.
Yeah, and that's
are.
That's Diener,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Diener and a couple others, and even had Nick helping him out there from the Queens of the Stone Age for a little bit, didn't they?
Yep. So, that's some good stuff, though.
Hey, yeah. What's your favorite Ween album?
God, my favorite
mean.
Ween?
Yeah. So meany.
Oh, man. I have
two.
Mine's the Z-Rock one.
Oh,
no, just kidding.
Man, oh,
just because of it's what the first one that I heard, it's a toss-up, but I have to say, and I'm probably lame for saying it, but Chocolate and Cheese.
Chocolate and Cheese is probably the most accessible one.
And Pure Guava is my second favorite.
Yeah, what would you have if you didn't have the pod?
Yeah, the pod's a good one. My favorite, personally, is white pepper.
I was going to say on the other side because you got the pod is all experimental, and you got white pepper, which is like the pinnacle of like just straight songwriting.
Yeah, and the one that came out after that, I forgot what it's called.
Quebec.
Yeah, that one's really produced too. Pretty good.
And even though if you don't like country, I can still even enjoy 12 Golden Grapes.
That one's my favorite.
Yeah,
that one is my other favorite. When I said I had two.
They all got a special place in my heart, though.
Yeah, he's a wiener.
I do get all the songs stuck in my head after I listen to country greats.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're catchy as hell. And while we're talking about music and what we're listening to, I guess we might as well get into this segment here. I'll bet I can't do it unless I plug my fucking shit in because I'm retarded. Hans, you're bumming, buddy. Dustin, you want to sing two half-assed versions of this real quick? No, wait, I'm just kidding. It doesn't. Hans was threatened to stop listening to us if I did that again, so.
I want Hans to call us.
On our hotline?
Yeah. And correct us.
Okay, Hans, call us and say something nice or be a dick. He's the only guy I know that actually listens to like every single episode.
That's awesome.
Thank you. We're going to find out right now. Okay, so Hans is listening to a band called Ohm, spelled O-M. Do you know who those guys are?
Wouldn't it be Om?
Om? Ohm. Depends on what part of the country you're from. It's the it's a two piece band.
I have
Is it like
saw
a,
the name before.
Ambient band or something.
That's a little bit
as
ambient.
Honest
it's
as I can be.
It's the rhythm section from Sleep. It's the drummer and the bassist from Sleep, and it has vocals.
Like, and Om is like almost like the meditation,
a little bit
like Earth,
less droney than Sun O, but they have vocals and less drawn out one note parts. But I've only got a few songs by him, but he's always telling me I should check him out. So once again, Hans, thanks for that.
Well, I want Hans to call and tell us whether or not he's ever heard of Truck Fighters.
Oh yeah, well after Monday's episode he'll well have heard of them, and because we talked about it. And
well, I know,
and we'll find out. And since
are we bringing out are
well,
we
well since they're a stoner rock band and a doom band from Sweden, those two things right there tell me that he'll probably have heard of them at least.
Yeah,
so,
but this is a new segment where I'm gonna try to mine a cool band that Hans has never heard of that he enjoys.
Oh, so this Truck Fighters is the first in the series?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention the album he was listening to. I don't know what this means, but it's called Advaitic Songs. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. Advaitic? A-D-V-A-I-T-I-C. Advaitic Songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the Om album or Om album.
The name of my segment is called Turn Hans On to a New Music. To a new band.
Well, if we checked in my cassette deck, which we've been doing after we check into Hans' CD player, a band that Hans would approve of, I don't know if he likes this release. It's from 94. I listened to Merciless by Godflesh, one of their most, I think, commercial releases. I was into death metal pretty big time at the time, and this came out, and it's a real industrial program drums, but it's still heavy, and it was worth a good listen to take me back, and I can't believe it was almost 20 years ago. God. So we do this segment every day, and so maybe
really
we'll ask
like
Jesse.
Jesu.
Jesu?
Yeah.
The band?
Godflesh,
yeah.
Yeah, that guy's really
and
awesome.
And not the Justin Broderick? Yeah. Not a lot of people know that he started Napalm Death.
Well, what?
Yeah. Yep, he was one of the original members.
I had no idea.
That guy, Jason, and a guy named Nick Bullen started back in like 1982, 83.
Wow.
And it was way different. He went to Godflesh, I think, by 87 or something like that and started doing that. And then Napalm turned into a grindcore band. And well, I guess the rest, they say, is history. What have you been listening to? Like, if we looked in your car's CD player or whatever you have, do you have a CD player?
I have my full collection on random as I was driving here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you said you heard a little Anthrax.
Yeah, I heard some Anthrax here. But you were talking about doom bands, so I was going to tell you my favorite one.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's more stoner. Little doom. Anyways, they're called Pothead. You guys ever heard Pothead?
No, I'm going to check them out.
They were a band, and then a couple in America, and then a couple of the members moved to Germany and kept the band going.
Uh-huh.
And a long time ago, they're a really old band that like probably as old as like Witchcraft.
Really?
Yeah, like
whoa,
that long.
Weird.
And maybe not as old as Witchcraft. But like, you get the point.
Well,
right. Yeah.
So classic.
Witchcraft has been around since like 1200, right?
They've changed a lot of members, though, in the last 1,000 years.
But I don't think they really know exactly what American culture is anymore.
No?
Or else they're doing like these satirical songs because their lyrics.
They're still putting stuff out now?
Yeah, they're still.
Okay.
Yeah, their newest record, I think, is called Rocket Boy.
Okay.
And it's really awesome. Like some of their lyrics will, like there's this song where like he keeps saying I'ma be your big man.
Yeah.
He's like I'll buy you a truck with the gun rack too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's fucking rad.
Cool. I'll have to check it out. Pothead.
Pothead is.
I wonder if it's a lot of the original members if they're from like 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking at a guy's list of top comedy albums.
Oh yeah,
of the last year, and one was a guy that I'd never heard of him, and I do not remember his name, but he is redefining. I guess he's making his own genre. He's a redneck-sican.
Oh, I saw a video.
He's from Kentucky, but he's a Mexican, and he's like grew up redneck.
That sounds like a guy who took his opening joke and like decided to make it his whole act.
Yeah, this is my shtick.
Redneck-sican.
They call me Tater Salad. You're done. Well, you don't want to start with a catchphrase because then you're done.
Yeah.
Well, what about you just might be a bird?
That's when I get older and have to retire to casinos. And I've got a new shtick. It's called You Just Might Be a Bird.
Dude, you could do that. That could be your whole clean act.
If you take a shit and it's white,
you just might be a bird.
If you are better in the bush than two of your friends in the hand, or hours. you just might be a bird.
If you fly into a window, you just might be a bird.
And here's my classic rock one. If you are free and you will never change, you just might be a bird.
If you pick bugs off a rhino's ass, you just might be a bird.
In the hip-hop world, a bird is a kilo of cocaine.
Really?
Whoa, yeah. That opens up a whole new door.
Sure does.
Of like Colombian fish scale. You know,
wow.
Not like stepped on shit.
Right. So that's weird because on our recent bonusode on our Zapotag cast, a recent member of a recent death of a member of the Mothers of Invention, they had a song that they recorded in 1963 called Who's Your Bird? Or How's Your Bird? How's Your Bird?
How's Your Bird?
And it was supposedly a saying that Steve Allen
How's
used to
bird?
Say. And I'm wondering what a bird meant in the 60s if you weren't from England, because it used to be like a chick.
Yeah,
you know? Oh, the birds in this town. I told them they want more Ed. More Ed. Stupid birds.
Could it be like middle finger?
I guess. How's Your Bird?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up, though. I keep threatening to do that, but I haven't done it yet.
I've got some Frank Zappa related things to talk about.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
You're not going to like it.
I
sold my only Frank Zappa CD.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
Which one was it?
I don't know the name of it. It's a 3-CD open up deal.
Joe's Garage.
Shut up and play your guitar.
It is. It's a lot of ambient noise. Like I put it in once and like I just skipped around through it and it'd be like.
Yeah.
Like it kind of reminded me of like a Beefheart Magic Band,
for
you know,
sure.
Type stuff.
They're totally related.
And I wasn't a big fan But what was weird was I went to Ranch Records in Salem. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Yeah, but, I have, but not for years. But yeah, I saw a post of yours saying that.
They're total fucking snobs there.
Yeah,
they are.
I brought 60 CDs in there. These are like, I don't need CDs anymore. Right. I got a giant iPod, so I decided to get rid of them because I want the money. Or maybe I'll trade them in and buy vinyl.
Yeah.
Because I don't mind keeping vinyl around.
Right.
I got some good vinyls at home. Mm-hmm. And so I went there. They only bought 8 CDs.
Out of 60?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they like smell them and stuff? Are you a smoker?
No. But I mean, I had like a bunch of like good metal and stuff. And
right.
Then, you know.
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
The only metal CD they took was Fall of the Bastards, which is a local Portland band.
Yeah,
you know?
I remember those guys.
Yeah.
I think they are kind of snobby and elitist, it always seemed like to me. I haven't been in there in years either, but it was always like bootlegs only is all they were interested in buying.
Yeah.
Like rare stuff. They don't want anything. Like, we won't take any Metallica or Slipknot or any.
They didn't want Dillinger Escape Plan. They didn't want Converge. They didn't want
People
Number 12 Looks
me.
Like You. They didn't want Jesu.
Huh.
Yeah.
People can send me their Whitney Houston Bodyguard soundtracks. I'll sell them and raise money for charity.
Yeah.
Because I know there's so many of those out there. It sold like 5 billion copies, and there's not
but
one
nobody
person
wants
who's
them.
Listening to them now.
No.
And Ace Byers has half of them. Pawn shop in town.
I went to another place, and they took, you know, some of my stuff. It was just some place called Buybacks or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know?
And then I hear FYE's the place to go. Like, they'll pretty much buy everything.
I didn't know
Everyday
that.
Music up in Portland will buy everything, but it's like a quarter.
Yeah.
They'll give you a quarter. It's not even worth it. It's like, I'll use it as a coaster.
Dude, that totally reminds me, since you said Portland, of that episode from season 2 of Portlandia where that chick brought in a bunch of clothes to like a used shop, and he's like, he smells it. Are you a smoker? Because this smells like smoke. And she's like, no, I washed all these clothes before. And he's like, this is going to be a no. This is going to be a no. And then he holds it up and he's like saying to his coworker, look at this. I didn't even know these existed anymore. These are so funny. These are hilarious. Oh, we'll take these. And then she ends up like, okay, so that'll be like $4 we can give you. And it's a big pile of clothes.
Yeah.
And she goes, so is that cash or in-store credit? He goes, oh, you want cash? That'd be $1.65. And so she goes, well, I'll just take the cash then. And he goes, really? Okay. And then she's walking out. And you're going to have to clean all this stuff up. And she's walking out with a big bag of clothes and $1.65. And then when she's walking out, there's a sign in the window, saggy ass, fat, sad girl pants or something like that.
Yeah.
Looking hilarious. Did you get to see any of the latest episodes of Portlandia?
No.
They had 2 episodes on the premiere night. And then I think they had another one Friday, but I don't know if I watched it yet or not. Huh. I have memory lapse.
I think Whitney Strieds in one of them.
Yeah, I was waiting to see her. I haven't yet, but
I haven't seen them yet.
It's pretty funny, but it's like so true to the people of Portland that it's almost annoying sometimes, and it's like not funny, but if you've been to Portland and you know Portland, then you're like, fucking totally, how annoying, but still funny. I think that it's funny. Let's see, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, did you hear that Marc Maron was coming to the Northwest?
Yeah.
He's doing Portland and Eugene. I'm wondering if you guys have heard, is he going to do live podcast taping or is he just going to do a stand-up?
No, it's an Out of the Garage tour, so I'd imagine it's stand-up.
Huh.
Everything I've been led to believe.
I'm going to try to go. It's a Saturday night in Eugene and it's 2750. I don't know if it'll sell out. Like, I've been finding out, like, when we did the live taping and you were there and Chris and people were like, what's a podcast? And it's like,
when we went to get pizza earlier and then I'm like, we're here for the podcast.
And he's
pizza.
Like, say again. We're like, we got a couple pizzas for the podcast. And he's like, just a second.
Yeah.
It's like we're trying to pass him a $2 bill. It's like I keep a $2. I got a $2 bill in my wallet right now. I'm just waiting for some young guy to try to tell me it's counterfeit.
I met Marc Maron a couple of years ago.
Did you? Was he a dick?
No, he was
super
so
nice. Yeah.
And I was such a fool. I was just like I waited till I got to him. And I was just like
you're awesome.
I started doing comedy because of you. And he was like, well, what do you want to say, man? And I was just like, thanks.
Yeah.
I want a shirt and a sticker.
We sign this. I want to go.
No, I didn't get his autograph.
Oh, you were too scared?
Yeah, no, I never do that.
You don't do autographs?
Well, cool. Would you have... I got some celebrity deaths that I would have got some autographs from.
Okay. I did. Oh, before you get to that, real quick, I did find out that Ian Carmel is going to be interviewing for the Portland Mercury, and he posted a thing on the Portland Comics Board asking if you had any questions. Of course, there was a slew of goofy questions and some serious ones. My question was, will you be on my podcast?
Oh,
the TagCast podcast. And then I had to say, oh, but seriously. And then I thought of another question. I said, oh, yeah, and will you be on my podcast? But I figured that if he's coming to Eugene, Seth and those guys will try to get him on the podcast cast because they're a podcast about podcasts.
Yeah.
And he has, like, the number one podcast. I think it's number one. But anyway, yeah, that's that. What do you got for celebrity deaths? Are you sad? Are you happy?
Yeah, Huell Howser died.
I don't even know who that
Huell
is.
Huell Howser died?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh, goodness.
He's the California Golden Child or whatever it is.
He did like a local access show that was in
California's Gold.
And I think it eventually became maybe
pop culture, like
PBS podcast, or I mean PBS TV show or something.
Yeah, but he had this real voice, and he'd just go out to like random people who just, and he would do stories on just random people out there, that, out in California.
Weird.
I need to go, I'm Huell Howser. Thank God, that was great. I can't remember who it was that does a great fucking Huell Howser thing for.
It might be James Adomian.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you used to watch that show?
Or no, I've seen it on YouTube only because he did that thing. That's the what I know it mostly from. But
I think
then
it was James
I didn't even know it was a real person. I thought it was a character he played, and then I looked it up on YouTube, and it was like, there's actually some serious fucking. It's some great stuff. It's worth checking out. And somebody had he reportedly succumbed to long illness.
Oh no!
I don't know what that means.
That means he was sick for a long time. you don't know what that means.
Dave Ellis.
I don't know who Dave Ellis.
A Hollywood filmmaker who directed such films as Homeward Bound 2, Final Destination 2.
Oh.
He just only did
Snakes
sequels.
Snakes on a Plane
2.
Oh, Snakes on a Plane.
The Final Destination. And Shark Knight.
Wow.
The last two were in 3D.
It's a lot of numbers, dude.
Yep. And a Huxtable died. Ada Louise Huxtable.
What? That's
he
not
was
a real
an
person.
Architecture critic.
Oh.
I thought you meant one of the Cosby kids.
Influential architectural critic. How does that work? Your building looks funny.
It's a little bit crooked on the side, and I can stand looking at it for about 15 minutes. When I'm in the elevator, I feel dizzy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, like, Malcolm Jamal Ward died
or
something. Or
Rudy, or whatever her name was.
Rudy!
Ned Wertimer.
Dude, you're naming people I don't even...
Ned Wertimer.
Nothing
was,
clicks.
He was a beloved character actor with over 100 TV credits in his career, including Mary Tyler Moore, Sanford and Son, Happy Days, Starsky and Hutch, Welcome Back, Cotter.
Well, that's about like when I asked you about Charles Durning, and you said, he was a character actor as well in over 100 TV shows, including Mary Tyler Moore. No, just kidding.
He was best known for portraying Ralph the Doorman on 11 seasons on The Jeffersons.
Oh, you play a doorman for a black guy?
Yeah.
Was he black? Because that'd be ironic if
he
wasn't. I don't
know. He died at the age of 89 from complications from a fall.
Well, when you're old, you can't fall because not only will you break your hip or you just break your whole life.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my life's broken.
Saul Urich died.
Dude, please.
That guy just has a funny name, right?
Say a name that I've been
to. Saul Urich? You've never heard of Saul Urich?
Hall of Robert Ulrich, Lars Ulrich, or Urich. How do you say it?
All right, I'm done then.
Then give me one I can work with. Ray Collins.
That's all I got. Oh, you know who died?
Ray Collins.
Jesus.
Yep.
He did.
I did. He's dead.
He did.
He was a person. I believe it. Like I said, I read the Bible, just not religiously. What else do we got to talk about? Anything? You got anything coming up you want to plug that's not going to happen tonight that'll be done by Wednesday? This show will be airing on Wednesday.
I got a show in Salem. It's Friday, February 22nd. That's pretty far down the line.
Hey, awesome. I have a show that day, too. So I'm not...
Guess
I won't be going to yours. You won't be going to mine. So where's yours at?
Mine's going to be at Duffy's Hangar in Salem. They just got new management. And
going to give it a try again?
Well, people sympathetic to the Salem rock music scene are owning it now. And it's not just a bartender or bar owner that is trying to bleed entertainment dry.
Right.
You know?
I hate those guys.
Yeah. And so... that's way cool. And so I'm working with the local rock promoter in Salem now, putting on shows. So
cool.
In the future, I should be putting on a lot more shows.
Excellent.
I got a couple questions about Duffy's Hanger, if I may.
Sure. Yeah.
Do they sell shirts there?
I believe so.
Do you get a free hanger when you buy one?
Oh, you're so silly.
I'm not certain. It's H-A-N-G-A-R.
That's what he meant.
Airplane.
He wanted to know if you got an airplane hanger with it.
Damn it, man. Well, now
because he needs a place to park his airplane.
I had like three more questions, but now I have none.
Yeah. They'll have to do, are they wire hangers? plastic?
Yeah, because a wire hanger actually is a good prize because you put that in your trunk and you never know when you need that to bust in your car and all you got is one of those little pants.
But how do you
have the two clasps on there? How are you going to shove that down in your window?
Well, answer me this. If your keys are locked in your car, how are you getting in your trunk?
Damn it!
Foiled again! Lordy. But yeah, so that's the only thing you got, the February 22nd thing?
Is off the top of my head.
And then you probably go down to the triangle mic every Monday.
I got the triangle. I have reassumed control of it.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
I now host it every Monday.
Cool. I am going to quit threatening and actually get down there. I've been going to Donkey Kong every other Monday, so on the opposite Monday, no reason. It's about the same distance.
Is the Donkey Kong every other Monday?
Yeah, it's just started up. Taylor's remodeled with a new bar, and it looks nicer in there. Okay. It looks basically the same if you don't go there all the time, but the bar is new, and it's a little more space towards the end there.
Sure.
But yeah, it's every other Sunday or every other Monday, and they just did it not tomorrow or 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
They did it last Monday, and it was good. We had a great turnout. There was like 12 comics and probably about 40 people. It was the first day back to school.
Okay.
So there was a lot of kids out partying it up, but they got a little unruly toward the end. Mike McGowan, Carmichael McGee was the last guy, and by the time he was halfway through his set, there was like a dull roar of just 40 conversations.
Yeah.
So he started talking real loud on the mic, and then he finally just said, fuck this, okay. But it was
fun.
When
people start getting unruly, that's when I break out the meter stick.
Two people got gonged.
Yeah.
And it had been a while since.
Oh, really?
Because it was actually two people who had never done it before.
Oh.
And they were pretty funny, but they just weren't good at what, you know.
Yeah,
you know, when you've never done it. And we were commending them for getting up there. He was making fun of those paintings on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that the Phil Knight was Steven Spielberg. And it was just funny. Then Drew was giving him a hard time. That's Phil Knight. Don't you know who he is? You know, because Drew's a big Ducks fan. And,
Oh, really?
You didn't know that?
No.
I'm going to recommend you guys.
My girlfriend chewed him out once.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was making fun of retards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And obviously, I don't have a dog in the race when I'm saying retard.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, my girlfriend, she straight chewed him out. And he was like, well, don't ever go to a comedy show.
Mac Chase has the best new retard joke that I've heard. It's so he goes, nice. I get in trouble for calling people retards, and so I figured I'd go to the source. And so I went to some places where these sorts of people are, and I asked them. Turns out, 9 times out of 10, they want to be called Spider-Man. It's like, yes, that's such a great joke. Yeah, so, yeah, Mac was down there, Chris. It was everybody from the Eugene scene, Seth and, some new people that have been doing some open mics. So, and they're having, the Green Room every Thursday again. So not every Sunday anymore. I don't really dig the Green Room. I guess Rick Wall's doing the Red Lion every Wednesday too. So.
Oh, yeah. Open mic?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what a friend told me.
I don't know. Wait, when's that guy going to finish his comedy competition finals?
Know. I thought that was every Wednesday too for $500. I
there
see it in the paper all the time.
Dude, I was in the running to win that shit.
Dude, it's still going, I think.
We went through semifinals.
Yeah.
We had two different semifinals.
But every week in the paper it says, Brick Wall Amateur Comedy Competition, $500 prize.
I can't believe he hasn't tried to get a hold of me.
I can't believe he just takes advantage of everybody like that.
I know.
And anyone listening who knows who he is, we just call him C-Dub.
He just keeps on having the competition?
I guess. I don't know.
Was this ongoing forever?
I think Stephanie won.
No.
Or was that a different Eugene Comedy competition?
Eric Paul? Dan Paul. Dan Paul. Just some dude who nobody knew from Montana or some shit.
Oh, I remember, and Seth was a little upset about that.
Seth was very upset about that.
They had a little flame war online about that, too.
Nobody came out looking good at the end of that.
No, it was bad all the way around.
No parties involved.
That's why, like, even though I said that it's going on, I don't go there, and I just probably won't because I don't really want to deal with that particular person. But that's a different story. But, yeah, just...
I just want to recommend to you guys on Netflix, you guys should watch Life on Mars.
Is that a series?
Great show. Great show.
It's a series, though?
Yeah, Harvey Keitel. About 17 episodes.
Huh. Interesting.
Harvey Keitel, this is the premise. All right. A guy hit by a car, modern-day New York cop. Hit by a car, goes into a coma, wakes up. He's still a detective cop, same thing, everything. But he's in 1973.
Whoa.
25 years prior. No, 35 years prior. And so, like, he personally was born in the same city in, like, 4 years prior to that. So he's wandering around there at 4 years old somewhere. Meanwhile, he's a detective that gets to try to figure out what's going on.
Dude, minus the detective part, that is a dream of mine. I wish I could go back and be my age right now in 1972.
And it has a great soundtrack that is very pertinent to 1973. And, you know, you had the froze. But the thing is, you know, you didn't have all the protections that you do with cops now, you know, sure. You didn't have, like, Amber Alerts and stuff like that in 1973. So,
great,
yeah,
dude. Just give me four more shows that I need to fucking watch 80 episodes
of.
That's
a great show, dude. Harvey
Keitel, really have time to watch TV.
I don't know how it ever flew under my radar.
I only watch comedy shows.
How do you expect me to write?
It is partly comedy, though.
Yeah. How do you expect me to write comedy
and Breaking Bad
if I have time to fucking watch all these shows?
Write it based on these shows.
Okay, I'll steal all their shit. No, just kidding. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I kind of got sidetracked there. But 22nd, you're doing a show. I'm doing a show at the Baghdad Theater. I'm going to try. The last two times I tried, one time my car broke down. I didn't make it. The other time the show got canceled at the last minute so they could show the Hunger Games. Oh, I was pissed.
What? Fuck the Hunger Games.
Tristan was pissed. Mm-hmm. Even the locals who got out of bed, Grace mm-hmm. got out of bed out of her PJs and came clear across town.
Yeah.
No show. They just did it at the last minute. I mean, I talked to him 2 hours before that. I drive to Portland. I get there, and there's signs all over the walls. Comedy show canceled. Sorry to everybody to whom it may concern. And then it said, signed, nobody, because we don't want to get killed. They didn't want to say who signed it, you know. Yeah. And I got there before Tristan and all those guys, and I was just like, there's really no reason for me to wait around for those guys. Let's go do something. And
mm-hmm.
told the lady the story, and they gave me a free piece of pizza.
But you couldn't have the piece of pizza
until I went to the bathroom.
No, unless you took it before you went to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was the story. They're like, oh, we're sorry. I was like, I just drove from Eugene, basically, to do this show. And they're like, oh, when did it get canceled? They're like, oh, we don't know. It was like she turned into a Saturday Night Live character. Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. What are you doing?
Wow.
And then I was like, she's like, well, that sucks. And she goes, you want a piece of pizza? Piece of pizza? I was like, yeah. I go, but I really got a piss. I've been sitting in the car for 2 hours. Could I use a bathroom? And then Dustin's like, yeah, but you have to eat the pizza first. But that wasn't really true.
No, you got to take your pizza into the bathroom with you.
That's right.
One thing about doing that show is there's usually a bunch of free pizza left over.
Yeah, for sure. But it's usually weird hippie pizza, which I'm not a big fan of, even though I come off as a hippie. I like meat. That'll be fun. This will be my third time, two no-shows, and then this one, third time's a charm. I have done two shows there before, but the last two didn't pan out. So that's my wife's nice. Like, you shouldn't even book shows there. Something's going on.
So what you're telling me is...
Baghdad. That's
you're going back.
I'm going back to Baghdad.
So if I was there right now, or if you were there right now, you would say, "Be back in 2 and 2."
Yep. Chuck Woolery, and that's a good enough spot to end on. Be back in 2 and 2, and in this case, that means 2 days, right?
3-2-3.
What do you mean?
Won't that be the episode?
Well, yeah, but we'll be back in 2 and 2.
We will be 2 and 2. 2 days and 2 hours.
We never got to talk about Vienna sausage.
Oh, do you like Vienna sausage?
No.
Okay. Well, that's your only compensation for being on the show today, besides this turd.
You get
turd.
A Studs and Spikes sticker.
But you can't take the turd home.
I can't take the turd.
No. You can touch my turd.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, well.
This air filter's here the whole time.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Thanks for being on the show with us, Jesse.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah, go out back Friday if you want.
If you guys can't make it to Portland on the 22nd of February, go see Jesse at Duffy's, and they'll give you a free hanger.
Yeah.
Where is Duffy's exactly?
Duffy's is on McGilchrist in Southeast Salem.
All right, check it out. You can find information.
Is it McGilchrist or McGilchrist?
McGilchrist.
Oh, okay.
Depends on what part of town you're from.
McGilchrist, Novoselic.
Hey, happy hump day, you humpers. We'll see you on Friday.
Hump on.
And rock out with your whatever out.
Rock out with your hawk out. That's what I saw from Seattle fans.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey there, you taggers. Looking for something fun to do in the next couple weeks? Well, I sure hope so, because you don't want to sit at home. It's not so cold anymore. If you're looking for fun, something funny, this Friday is Paula Poundstone at the McDonald Theater. She's been around for a while, a veteran in the comedy scene. Go check her out and go online to find out where you can get your tickets and whatnot. The next night at the Dixie Creek Saloon, that's Saturday, January 19th, Crooked River Ramblers. Go check it out. They're playing with Abandoned Shoe and the Milestones. That's at the Dixie. It's a free show. It starts about 9 o'clock. Also, if you're not in that area and you're in Eugene, go to the McDonald Theater for the next night. It's Slightly Stupid. That should be a good show. If you like that kind of stuff, go check that out. Also, Wednesday, January 23rd at the Roseland Theater up in Portland, we got Down, War Beast, and Harp, which is going to be a cool southern stoner doom metal show. January 25th at John Henry's, we got Ninth Moon Black, Cold Blue Mountain, and Anti-Kathira. 9 p.m. showtime, 21 and over, $5 at the door. February 1st in Portland, it's at the Hawthorne Theater. We got DRI with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. That's going to be a great hardcore punk rock show. I've heard rumors that Wehrmacht might be opening that one up. We will see. If that's not your cup of tea, go to the Ash Street Saloon that night. That's also in Portland. Witch Mountain will be having a LP release show of their new album, Cauldron of the Wild, is being released on vinyl. That's a purple marbled vinyl. So you can go there to that show, watch them play, and get a copy of their new LP. Also playing is Portland Greats Tiësto, and then two bands from New Orleans, Solid Giant and Red Shield. That's an 8:30 show, 21 and over at the Ash Street Saloon, $8 at the door. Saturday, February 2nd, it's Yob. Can't wait for that show. At Bronx in Portland, the Rolling Through the Universe will also be playing, and it's their CD release show as well. And opening the show, Usnia. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's going to be a great doom show. Go check that out. And if you're into comedy instead of doom metal, go to the Schnitz, Arlene Schnitzel Concert Hall in Portland, Lewis Black, February 2nd. That's going to be a great show. I just watched a special of his the other night, and he's still as funny as ever. Also at the Schnitz on Wednesday, February 9th, it's Soundgarden promoting their new album. Tickets are sold out, so if you don't have your tickets, just forget about it. And maybe you can plan on going to see Nashville Pussy at John Henry's on February 11th. That's a Monday night. They're touring, coming through town, getting some bigger names into Eugene. Nashville Pussy is going to be a great show at John Henry, so go check that out. February 19th at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, we got our buddies in 30 Pound Test opening up the show for the Maximum Cavalera Tour featuring Soulfly, Insight, and Lodi Kong. I believe all members of the band include Cavaleras on their roster. That's why it's the Maximum Cavalera Tour. So check that out. Also, bigger names coming to John Henry's in March. March 3rd, we got Reverend Horton Heat and Guttermouth. So check your local listings for that. One more comedy show that I wanted to announce, February 22nd. It's a Friday night at the Baghdad Theater in Portland with Tristan Spillman and friends. We'll get more details on that. That's a $5 show, 21 and over. Usually starts about 10 o'clock, but we'll get more concrete details for you in the coming weeks. So thanks for listening, and get out and do something fun, you guys. And when you get back, you can listen to another episode of the TagCast Podcast. Peace out, Nuckas.
TagCastPodcast.com.